This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Record numbers of people voted on Sunday in Hong Kong district council elections. They are viewed as a test of support for Chief Executive Carrie Lam following 6 months of often violent democracy protests. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Hong Kong.
This is Hong Kong's first election since anti-government protests began 5 months ago. If long lines outside polling stations are any indication, many Hong Kongers are eager to express their opinion. This voter, Mr. Ma, says he sees the elections as an extension of the protest movement. He says he wants to see a big change. Another voter, Ms. Kwok, says local political offices have been dominated by pro-establishment candidates for years. She says she wants more Democrats in office. Voters are electing district council members, which actually don't have much power. The outcome, though, will be seen as an important measure of public opinion. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Pope Francis is demanding world leaders renounce atomic weapons and the Cold War-era doctrine of deterrence. During a visit to Nagasaki in Japan, the second city to be hit by a nuclear weapon, he says the stockpiling of nuclear arms decreases security, wastes money, and threatens humanity. Iraqi police say security forces opened fire on protesters in southern Iraq, killing at least five people and wounding dozens of others, continuing weeks of unrest in Baghdad and some southern cities. Police say protesters gathered overnight on three bridges in the city, and security forces used live ammunition and tear gas to dispense them, killing three. More than 50 others were wounded. From Washington, this is VOA News.